Good morning. It's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report. And joining us this morning is Meredith Jean Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent, Franny Eastwood. Good morning, Franny.
Good morning.
Now, as we talked about before, Thanksgiving got right behind us, and still some more events that you got to get through here in this holiday season.
Yes, so we're just coming off of Thanksgiving, and many of us are looking at Christmases and New Year's gatherings still to come. We know food is an important part of our holiday season, and really remembering that there are no good and bad foods necessarily, only good and bad eating habits. So as we look at trying to get through this holiday season without gaining some unwanted pounds, really think about trying to set some good eating habit goals, and you know, really think about what you have coming up. If you have many gatherings, a few survival tips for those: eat light and healthy snack before the party. So before you go, it's not good to not eat all morning and then go to the party just super, super hungry. It's actually better to eat some light and healthy things that morning, and that's going to help you curb your hunger and make better choices when you get to the gathering. Limit your alcohol. Try to enjoy an alcoholic drink and then maybe switch over to something healthier. Those fluids can really add a lot of unwanted calories. Think about bringing a low-fat holiday dish to the party. You know, something that incorporates some fruits and vegetables. That at least gives you a good option to have more of when you get there. At your own home, try to keep minimal baked goods on hand. Maybe only bake enough to give away or to use for whatever gathering you're going to. Think about, again, you know, before a meal, think about eating a salad or maybe a broth-based soup. That's going to help keep you full a little bit longer. And then going into that meal, you won't be as hungry. Maybe make a goal with a friend to lose 5 pounds, or even just maintaining your weight during the holidays is a victory. And if you have someone to keep you accountable, or just a support buddy to say, hey, how'd you do? This is how I did. That can really help. Remember that the holidays are really only a few days. So if you blow it on just those two or three days, it's not going to cost you that much. It's not going to cause that much damage. It's, you know, when we adopt those unhealthy eating habits for those weeks in December and January is when it can really add up and start to hurt our health. Maybe sign up for some kind of a 5K or a fitness walk. There's some different holiday things happening that can keep you focused on physical activity. A lot of those are raising money for a good cause as well. And really, finally, just focus on what the holidays are really about, family and friends, and try to maybe think about ways to get your family to bond through playing a game or being active instead of just eating together. Just a few tips to think about changing some small habits this holiday season so that you can feel a little bit better when we get to the other side of Christmas and New Year's, and not feel like you have to start completely over of, okay, I've got to get healthy now.
Again, love to hear the healthy eating habits. Again, just a couple of days if you can get around it. It's a big success. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent specializing in livestock, Rod Schaub.